On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's coming to see me. I'm not sure what he wants to see me about, but I guess he wants to make a deal. Everybody does. They all want to make a deal because we have something that they all want.
Yeah, there's the president talking about the Canadian prime minister flying in. I don't know what he wants to talk about. I guess he wants to make a deal. And this is, of course, the guy that was pretty critical of President Trump upon his party taking power last week. Welcome back into the show. Mark Cox here along with Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright here on the board this morning. And we're going to get to Ryan Wiggins at the bottom of the hour. And I'm going to talk more about this Social Security Fairness Act and some new information I found out about it coming up in just a few minutes. But speaking of people who want deals, the president also wants a big, beautiful bill, and we're fortunate enough to have Chad Pergram from Fox News up on Capitol Hill this morning with more on that. Chad, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. So we keep hearing about this thing. We keep hearing maybe Memorial Day, which is, what, 3 weeks away now.
Uh-huh.
Where do things stand?
Well, the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, he just talked to President Trump about this last night. It's funny who you talk to up here. I talked to one very conservative member who has their pulse on the Republican conference and said, oh, this is going to be easier than doing the framework just a couple of weeks ago. And I said, easier? He said, yeah, because now there's trust. Then I went and talked to a moderate member who said, oh, no, we're nowhere near getting this done. And Mike Johnson just yesterday started to crack the door open just a little bit on trying to say, all right, there might be a little bit of slippage here. There was one senior source I spoke to last week who said, we will stay here until it's done. And I think what they will ultimately get to is whatever can pass. Again, if they're able to do certain tax cuts, able to do certain spending, whatever that cocktail looks like, that's what they will try to pass, because that's only the traffic that the street can bear. And you always hear me say it, it's all about the math.
Yeah, it's true. I just don't think most people appreciate the complexity of what this has to look like. Is that right? Do they have to look out 10 years and they have to make sure if they cut here, they add here? I mean, it has to balance out.
It has to be budget neutral. That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge when you're cutting these taxes this deeply. And that's why there's a conflict between some conservatives and some moderate Republicans, especially from high tax states like New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, who they want something called, and you're going to hear a lot about this in the next few days, SALT, which stands for state and local taxes. And there are reductions in that. And that's something that that President Trump and the Congress essentially canceled last time around. Now, the one thing that President Trump has going for him that he did not have going for him in 2017. Remember, they had the failed effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. They did get that tax bill through, is that Republicans, almost to a fault, are behind him. And ultimately, that's why they were able to advance those frameworks to get to this stage in this process. And that might save the day for the president at the end of the process. That's a very different Republican relationship with President Trump in 2017. That group kind of looked askance, congressional Republicans did, at President Trump. Now, this is basically, it's just not the Republican Congress. It is the President Trump Congress.
So all the Congress members you've spoken with so far seem very set on making sure something passes. It's just a matter of what that bill looks like. No, has there really been any talk of passing a CR, this continuing resolution that they time and again have defaulted to?
Well, that's a completely different issue. That's apples and oranges. That would be to fund the government. And the government is funded right now mainly because of Chuck Schumer breaking down and saying, all right, I think it would be worse to have a government shutdown. That was what they did back in March. So the government is funded until the end of September. So that's going to be another fight that they'll have to work out. But this
totally separate
issues are not connected.
Okay.
The one issue that might be connected to this is the debt ceiling. They have to raise the debt ceiling. They probably have to do that sometime in the next, it could be as early as later this month if they get bad reports from the Treasury Department. It could be the end of the summer, but that's probably going to be folded into this bill. And you might have conservatives who have never before voted for a debt ceiling increase be willing to do that if they get cuts. And back to your point about the CR, the continuing resolution, you had conservatives who never before had voted for just a Band-Aid spending bill, vote for that bill back in March. And why? Because President Trump wanted it. And so that's where I keep coming back to this point that his power and his influence over these Republicans in Congress, it's very different than it used to be about 8 years ago.
That's true. Chad Pergram, our guest this morning up on the Capitol Hill. Back to the salt issue for a minute, because there are probably people here in fairly low-tax Missouri who don't appreciate this. But, you know, if your property tax on your house is $10,000 for the year, that falls below the deduction line. But in some of these high tax states, like you mentioned, New Jersey, hell, maybe they're around Washington. I would assume the taxes are higher.
Yes.
There's a cap on what you can deduct, right?
Yes. And that was changed back in that 2017 tax law. And that took a lot of heat, you know, from the Republicans. And some of these Republicans are like, if I don't get a substantial fix for this for my state, Republicans from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, maybe some other places, they're like, I'm going to get just hammered at the polls. And that's just one of these issues. If you don't get hammered there, they say they're not going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. When you look at the money that is available in those areas and the, you know, just how high the figure is of what they want to cut, that's the only way you have to get into those programs in some form. And again, a cut versus reform is in the eye of the beholder, so we can debate that when you want. But, you know, again, depending on how that is interpreted, that's going to be a lot of vulnerabilities. Josh Hawley, your own senator from Missouri, you know, I talked to him just a couple of days ago and used him in a piece, and he said, if we cut, and he says, and he specifically used the word cut, if we cut Medicare, he said, we will never again be in the majority. He said that would be a catastrophic, his term, disaster for the Republicans.
Wow. Chad Pergram, great as always, my friend. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, great having you on. One of the most knowledgeable people in D.C. about what's happening up there. There's no doubt about it. Okay, speaking of dealing with the government, I got to go deal with the government yesterday. I got to go to the Social Security Administration office and learn something brand new that I want to impart to you. And I will get around to that right after this break. We'll be right back.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.